His Chicken stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In the COVID-19 news section, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont said the number of cases in Connecticut has gone up to 26,767. Deaths associated with positive COVID-19 tests rose to 2,168. As of yesterday, the number of hospitalizations went down, though, again, now at 1,691. That makes 7 days in a row. The number of positive tests now sits at 94,819. The University of Connecticut says a virtual commencement date of May 9th during its Board of Trustees meeting, a decision about its fall semester has not yet been made. Locally, cases of COVID-19 in the northwest corner, none in Falls Village, three in Cornwall, seven in Kent, New Milford 204, Norfolk 6, North Canaan 4, Salisbury 6, and Sharon 11. In Dutchess County, COVID-19 case numbers as of yesterday afternoon locally, Amenia 11, Dover 42, Milan 10, Millbrook Village, Millerton Village, and the town of Northeast less than 5, Pauling 31, Pauling Village 9, Pine Plains 10, Red Hook 25, Red Hook Village less than 5, Rhinebeck 44, Rhinebeck Village 10, Stanford 14, Tivoli Village less than 5, and Washington 10. In Columbia County, as of yesterday afternoon, 175 positive cases of COVID-19. 88 of the 175 cases have recovered. 15 of the positive cases are hospitalized. Five of those now hospitalized are in ICU. They've received 1,279 test results completed for Columbia County residents. 141 residents are under mandatory quarantine, 16 under precautionary quarantine. In Berkshire County and in Massachusetts, there were three new deaths and 10 new cases of illness from COVID-19. That was announced yesterday, according to a daily report from the State Department of Public Health. 252 new deaths reported statewide yesterday, a total of 3,405 since the pandemic began. The death toll in the Berkshires is now at 34. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Berkshire County is now at 440, up from 430. Additionally, statewide numbers, there were 1,963 new cases of the coronavirus reported, a total now of over 60,000. There were 11,118 new tests reported yesterday, with a total of 265,000 conducted. In Region 1 news, the ABC committee is recommending the hire of Assistant Superintendent Lisa Carter as an interim superintendent effective July 1st. That if all Region 1 boards agree.
Okay, we're back from executive session, and Catherine, I believe that you wanted to make a motion.
Yes, so I move that we hire Lisa Carter as interim superintendent as of July 1st, and until we find a new superintendent, so she'll be hired up until that point.
Until we find a permanent superintendent when we continue our search.
Yeah.
And it's a recommendation.
And a recommendation to our boards. Thank you. Sorry.
Do I have a second? Thank you, Jen. Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Lisa, we welcome you as our new leader, and I think that Pam leaves us in very good hands to get us through this next little phase until we have time to conduct
the search. Yes. Whose smile is bigger, Lisa's or Pam's?
Both. Yeah, exactly.
Just an extenuation of one to the other. There you go.
Oh, thank you very much, everybody. It's a real honor to be able to take this position. And I, as I said earlier, I thank you for your faith and trust. And I will work really hard to.
I know you will.
Carry on the good work of Pam and all of us in Region 1. So I'm going to need all of your support. So thank you very much.
You got it.
You're very welcome. Great. You've got
congratulations.
It.
Congratulations.
Yes, you did a wonderful job.
Congratulations, everybody.
Thank you.
Some news about the Sharon Playhouse. We talked with Robert Levenstein, the managing director. The Sharon Playhouse will open this season.
We are going to open this summer if the CDC and all the regulations allow us to. We already have safety measures in place. We're going to open our patio because, you know, the air outside is not poison. We do have the cabaret space here, so we'll have some cabaret performers going on. We'll do some social distancing tables along the outside perimeter of the patio and inside the patio. We want to have food trucks in the parking lot. People can have an early dinner as well as come and just enjoy the outdoors. We are planning on opening the season in August. We're going to push Mamma Mia back like a week or so to really focus on the month of August. We're going to continue and close the season with Million Dollar Quartet, but the Divas are also going to stay with us. So we're moving the Divas to the end of the season.
With the New York school calendar winding down, major decisions are facing schools on how to determine final grades for students who were learning at home for weeks during the global pandemic. For school districts, the transition to remote learning was a balancing act. Educators made sure students are learning while trying to support their individual circumstances and challenges. Grading is in a similar decision in New York. Districts have to decide whether to stick with the traditional system or adopt more forgiving alternatives that might be more difficult for colleges to evaluate. Stissing Junior and Senior High School principal said she plans to use a layered pass-fail model for students in grades 6 through 12. She said while her original plan was to follow a more simple pass-fail model, after speaking with principals across the county, she decided to pursue a more non-traditional method, saying exceptions will be made for students with extenuating circumstances, such as a lack of access to internet or coronavirus-related issues. Pine Plains superintendent said the district will be using a basic pass-fail model for elementary students, being that there are no GPA concerns. In the Weebatuck Central School District, the superintendent said the district will follow a different model than Pine Plains and it will not factor into students' GPAs. He said students will be given a 0, 1, or 2, ranging from no attempt to attempt and exemplary. The system will be based on the amount of work submitted throughout the quarter. The Dover Union Free School District superintendent said high school students will be given numeric grades, but did not specify if the grades would factor into the students' GPA. In more COVID-19 news, Great Barrington has furloughed 14 employees until May 4th. It's grappling with the economic fallout from the virus. 9 of those are part-time workers at both Mason and Ramsdale Libraries, while 3 are full-time, according to the town manager. In the Department of Public Works, 2 full-time employees were furloughed, and 2 vacancies will stay that way until further notice. All the furloughs are unpaid, but full-time employees will keep their insurance benefits and can use earned time in lieu of unemployment. North Canaan will be hosting an appreciation wave parade on Saturday throughout the town, May 2nd, starting at 2 p.m. The parade will start from the town hall parking lot, will take about 90 minutes and cover almost 28 miles. You can see the website for a detailed information on the route and approximate timing at northcanaan.org/municipal-calendar. The parade will feature first responders, healthcare workers, North Canaan Elementary School teachers and school staff, local farmers, and representation from all the essential workers in the town working in grocery stores, restaurants, auto repair, gas stations, package stores, auto parts, equipment retailers, anti-agriculture and landscaping and pest control, trucking, hardware, mining, construction, recreation, and all the others that have kept the community up and running during these unprecedented times. A story by Ruth Epstein in the Republican American, a newly formed Region 1 middle school sports program has come closer to implementation. Members of the committee overseeing it continue to fine-tune the eventual program. During a meeting last week, members who are now on board with the chairman of 6 elementary schools in the region went through the draft of the handbook put together by Athletic Director Ann McNeil with help from the staff. Out of Hartford, the state epidemiologist warned to expect of a return of coronavirus disease this fall as the governor prepares to relax public health orders as the initial outbreak peaks. They also cautioned that COVID-19 remains a deadly threat despite recent developments suggesting Connecticut is putting the worst of the first wave of the pandemic behind it. Hospitalizations decreased for the 7th consecutive day, while coronavirus cases and deaths continued to increase. The number of hospitalized patients dropped since last week every day. In New York, State Family Services has cut staff, suspended programs, and seen a reduction in funding at a time when low-income families are in need of help. The Poughkeepsie-based organization that manages the Family Partnership Center and provides adult and youth services faces a tenuous future, unsure if it will meet their funding needs this year. It's a situation that many area nonprofit organizations through the tri-state region find themselves in. According to recent surveys that showed 60 to 70% of such groups say they may not be able to continue operating operating past the next 6 months if conditions do not improve. For this year, Family Services cannot say with certainty if it will receive funding for programs that are suspended or modified due to social distancing guidelines, or if all their private donors will provide relief amid the economic slowdown. In Great Barrington, a town police officer is on leave after off-duty incident earlier this month involving the Massachusetts State Police. Jonathan Finnery, 37, arrested for driving under the influence during the week of April 13th, according to sources in law enforcement who spoke on the condition of anonymity to the Berkshire Eagle. The sources also said that Finnery might have been arrested in Hampshire County near the Berkshire County line. All the details, though, are under wraps. Town officials say their attorney counseled them that privacy laws prevent them from revealing the nature of the episode or the officer's identity. The town manager said last week that while he can confirm the officer is on leave, he cannot elaborate any further. And with warmer temperatures on the way, many eyes are wandering to the top of Mount Greylock, wondering when they'll be able to drive to the summit. Others may be looking forward to the culinary creations of an overnight stay at the Bascom Lodge at the summit. They'll have to wait for more than the weather. The weather will keep the roads to the summit closed at least until mid-May, when the roads typically reopen for the summer season, according to a spokesman for the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation. But with the coronavirus pandemic, they might not open on schedule. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find them at interlakenin.com and also on Facebook. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 532.31 to 24,633.86. The NASDAQ starts off today at 8914.71, and the S&P 500 starts off today at 2939.51. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.